found. Your head's in the sky, my feet on the ground. Can't trust the weather to bring us together. I'm coming up and you're coming down. Meet in the middle, try to figure it out. I'm always leaving when you come around, 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 around. All I know is time that you're keeping. Standing in line, believing that we'll make amends and begin again.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and territorial lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Well, I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. I'm paid for every dance, selling each romance. Ooh, heart betraying. There will come a day when youth will pass away. What'll I do? And what would they say about me? When the end comes, I know that I'm just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo,
gigolo,
and everywhere I go,
gigolo,
people know the part I'm playing,
gigolo, gigolo,
paid for every dance,
gigolo,
selling heat romance,
gigolo.
what they're saying.
Gigolo, gigolo.
There will come a day when youth will pass away. What'll I do? And what would they say about me? When the end comes, I know that I'm just a gigolo. Life goes on without me.
Collins Trio with a song called Just a Gigolo, which I thought Aiko, who just arrived, would love. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
I thought it was so cute. I was like, this has to be on here. It's so jazzy. You'll love it. You'll have to listen to it.
But I will listen to it again.
Hi, how are you? Another week, another day. Just living my life, I guess. I don't know. How are you doing?
Good, very hungover. St. Patrick's Day was fun.
Wait, I didn't even go out. We didn't even go out. Finn was really sick.
Aww.
So we stayed home. But
that's too bad. No,
yeah.
I went on a pub crawl.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Pub crawls are usually fun, but this one was full of like everyone who already knew each other because they were like sorority people and frat guys.
Just
like me and Elise and a bunch of people from frats and sororities.
Maybe you should join a frat and a sorority.
Yeah. Both. I'm going to join both.
They're not even going to know. There was like a UBC confession about that a while back. Like this guy joined two frats and like had to hide it from all his frat bros. And it was like this whole thing. I was like, aren't they kind of all the same? Like why do you need to be in both?
Sense. Yeah, like, don't you do the exact same thing?
Yeah, and he had to, like, go to, like, both philanthropic events, and apparently he, like, dropped courses to, like, maintain the facade. I don't know. It was, like, this wild confession.
That's really strange.
Look it up on UBC Confessions if you're interested.
I'm good.
But,
No, it was fun. I love St. Patrick's Day. I got a lot of free Guinness. That's why I went. So.
Yeah. Well, you're Irish, aren't you?
But yeah, half Irish, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you have to celebrate. I'm not Irish at all, and I don't like whiskey, and I don't like Guinness. So.
Oh, well, you're missing out on a lot.
I'm basically, like, not meant to be. But my favorite color is green, so.
Lots of people's favorite color is
well,
green.
I'm saying that's my only connection
sure.
to this holiday.
To all of Ireland.
To
the
all
only
of
connection
Ireland.
Is that you like green.
I know a lot about the conflict between Northern Ireland and Normal Ireland, so.
The Republic of Ireland.
Normal Ireland. Catholic Ireland and Protestant Ireland.
Protestant is Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so we're clear.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Just yeah. so you know.
I'm aware.
I'm Catholic, so it's...
well, yeah, every time I forget, I'm like, okay, what are the British? The British are Protestant. They want that part. I've got it all. I'm up to date on the Brexit issues with Northern Ireland. If you
yeah.
need Northern Ireland info, I've got you. We talk about it a lot in class because it's like a good example of like cleavages in like a homogeneous society. Yeah. Like it seems like they would all get along. It's good. There.
It seems like they got along. Some but good. They haven't ever.
ever. Some good political chat.
Who's this?
Who's what? Is there someone there? Oh my goodness. Shout out to Jacob, my RA, who is, or my old RA. I don't live in res anymore, but he was saying hi. Still there. Okay. But I wanted to tell everyone that it's my birthday week today, which is relevant because...
Happy birthday week.
My birthday's on Friday, but as an only child, it is a whole week celebration because I don't have any cousins or anything, so the whole family... would go out. It was like a big deal. Like March was like Kyla's month. My grandma's birthday's at like the very end, so they're kind of like, oh yeah, you too, but like birthday week, I celebrate it every week.
That's hilarious. I have four cousins who are born in February. My dad's born in February, my nan's born in February, and then most of my other cousins are born in January, and my aunt's also born in February, so we don't care. We just
my mom's born in February too. You can add that one to the list. But yeah, it's my birthday week, so I just want everyone to know that there's nothing special. I was going to do something. I was like, oh, like, I'll make a fun birthday show or something, and then what? I didn't.
Just play happy birthday songs.
But we're playing the charts this week. We have some good
public domain.
Good charts. Oh, it is public domain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surprise. An hour of happy birthday. And I'll just interject and be like, when you know, like, the happy birthday. I'll be like, to Kyla. Yeah, it's
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah.
But we'll keep listening to some music. We're going to have Georgia Smith with the song Lost and Found, or not off her album Lost and Found, with the song Teenage Fantasy, which is a real good song. So hope you guys enjoy.
Take your time, life's a big old ride. sit back and enjoy the vibe. When we are young, we'll want someone who we think is the one, just to fit in. There's no need to rush. Take your time. Life's a big old ride. Sit back and enjoy the vibe. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. When you've lost enough, just to make ends meet, the path you dream about gets lost in your day-to-day needs. Look up, I see the sun shining down on everyone. Get your pink and cobra high. I don't wanna be on my own anymore. All of these days that lead us to nowhere. I'm a dying out to make it. All the sirens, what are we afraid of? It's only working clock that tames us. All of these days that lead us to nowhere. I'm a dying out to make it. All of these sirens, what are we afraid of? It's only working clock that tames us.
Turn the other way. Make up what you have seen. Begin to realize the whole world is not at your feet. Look up, I see the sun shining down on everyone. Teach your pink and cobra high. I don't wanna be on my own anymore.
All these days that lead us to nowhere. I'm a dying out to make it. All these sirens, what are we afraid of? It's only working for the tames us. All these days that lead us to nowhere. I'm a dying out to make it. All these sirens,
Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. White in the space, white in the face, why do they hate? Trying to win a race, but who's leading? Who's beating? Who's leading? Who's beating? Elder seating with heating, serve first eating, government scheming, young family healing, in the language dreaming, but collective records say we are better, connected to seasons and weather, talking circle, past the feather, circle is wrong, who's really wrong, did the wrong, sing the songs, make us strong, come along, decolonize, re-indigenize, no mistake, rematriate, no mistake, rematriate. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Defend till the end, red till the end, energy bend, spend till the weekend. My energy bending, sending to the universe, always rehearse, practice ceremony, with ancestors never lonely, love turquoise and abalone, one heart, one mind. Take it as a sign, read between the lines. Stay strong, women warrior song. In the streets, sing along. Rip and skirt, don't hurt. No consent, assert. Our rights, our facts, our lights. BIPOC is the truth. BIPOC is the roots. BIPOC is the truth. BIPOC is the roots. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my phrase, red is okay.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole. CITR and Discorder just want to say...
All right, welcome back again. Once again, the only way I know how to say welcome back. But what you just heard, don't mock me. What you just heard was JB, the First Lady, with her song Red, coming in at number 17 on the charts this week. Before that was Ocean Electric by Kellarissa off her album Ocean Electro, which was confusing for a good 5 minutes to me this afternoon, at number 24. Before that was Snakeys with their song Cobra High, which I thought was very clever and I enjoyed, at number 26. And then it was Georgia Smith with Teenage Fantasy at number 28. What did you think?
I like Cobra High.
By Snakeys.
By Snakeys. I love snakes.
I want a snake.
You should get a snake. They're great.
I can't have any pets in my apartment.
You have Katya.
Yeah, but that's a fish. Katya doesn't do anything. Speaking of, do you want to hear an anecdotal story about how my life sucks?
Sure.
Okay, so I can't believe I've like pretended like this didn't happen ever. But what happened is I'm into drag queens, as you know.
Yes.
I very much like RuPaul's Drag Race, for those who don't know. And there's a couple queens that I really like, and they often go on tour. So one of the queens I really liked was Trixie Mattel, and she was coming to Calgary in the summer, and I was so excited. I had no one to go with, so I like begged my mom to go with me, and she was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, all right, we're going to go. It's on like Wednesday or like July 17th or something like that. And then I was leaving to go to Vancouver for a week to set up my apartment on the Friday, right? So I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my God, Trixie Mattel, right? We go, and they're like, yeah, so she's coming on Friday, not Wednesday. But I had already booked my tickets, So I just didn't go, and I was so sad, and I was like, I'm never going to tell anyone about this, but now I'm saying it on the radio.
Why wouldn't you tell anyone about this?
Because I was so embarrassed that because I talked it up. I was like, I'm going to see Trixie Mattel. Guess who's going to go see Trixie Mattel? Me. And then I didn't go. And then a big group of drag queens came to Calgary the day after I left for Vancouver to go to school, and they had gone to Vancouver the day before I left, so I couldn't see them. Then in December, some more drag queens came to Calgary the day after I left for Vancouver, and I just like don't understand why I miss all the drag queens, right? So I'm like doing my research for this show, and guess what? Katya, the drag queen, my favorite drag queen, who my fish is named after, is in Vancouver tonight.
What?
But it's sold out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You just have the worst luck.
With drag queens.
With drag queens.
I think I gotta let it go. I think I need to stop trying.
I think you're holding on too tight. It's like when you lose something and the minute you stop looking for it, you find it.
You find it? Yeah. I think I need to stop because this is like the fourth or fifth time that I haven't been able to go. And I don't know why.
Well.
But.
Hopefully.
One day.
Drag queens are in your future.
I hope so. I really love them. It's great. It's great content. It's very dramatic.
It's good content. You know what? A way to make sure that you see drag queens is to go to a gay burlesque show.
You're right. I guess. See, I could go see drag queens. I just like I'm picky and I'm
you
like, oh, I want to go see the famous drag queens. that was awful that we knew. But yeah, I do. I do. But maybe one day. I'm sure they'll tour again. I just can't believe she's here. Because I knew she was coming to Seattle. And then I was like, I can't afford to go all the way to Seattle to go see her. But I didn't know she was coming to Vancouver. So I'm pretty mad about it. And I'm going to be sulking in my home all night. But
you should keep talking about it.
Don't. Stop. You're so mean to me.
I love you. You're so supportive.
Thank you. I love you too. I thought we could talk about the Junos, but I found out recently that Aiko, since she is not a Canadian, has no idea what the Junos are.
No idea.
They're like the grand, like the American Music Awards.
Okay, so they're more like the Arias, like. Okay.
It's just like you know, like MTV Music Awards, stuff like that. It's like just one of those, but it's for Canada.
Canadian. Is it Canadian artists?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's like Canadian Record of the Year was like Shawn Mendes or something.
I forgot that he's Canadian.
Yeah, I know.
Favorite Canadian artist of all time, Leonard Cohen.
Oh, hell
what
yeah.
A babe.
The Arkells, which is a band I love very much, they won Rock Group of the Year or something. And it's a cute story. There was an Indigenous person. His name's Jeremy. I don't remember his last name. I feel like a bad person. But he was, like, giving a speech about reconciliation, and then they cut him off, as you know.
As you do.
As they do. But then when the Arkells won, they, like, invited him back on stage so he could finish his speech.
Oh, damn.
So that's really nice.
Go Arkells.
Yeah, it's super sweet. But, yeah, like, I have a list of what everyone won. Shawn Mendes won, like, 6 or something like that because everyone loves him.
Did Leonard Cohen ever win a Juno?
I don't know. We could look it up.
We should look it up.
Did Leonard Cohen ever win? I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did. Have you seen videos of him? Okay, sorry, I'm, like, really into Leonard Cohen.
Oh, I can tell. Oh, he's won a lot of Junos.
Okay, good. Have you ever seen videos of him as, like, a young man?
No.
Performing? Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Do you have a crush on
Leonard Cohen?
I have a crush
on Leonard Cohen, who's dead. Like.
Oh, he won 3 Juno Awards in 2013. He won one in, like, 1994. He's won a lot, yeah. I'm not surprised, though. He's pretty, like, influential. Who else? Sarah McLachlan hosted it.
Ah, that makes
sense. I'm sure, like, Celine Dion, you know, like, I feel like if you're Canadian and you're famous, you've probably won a Juno.
Right.
Because, like, that's what we got. There's a couple artists that were nominated that I noticed from, like, our charts.
Oh, cool.
So, that's cool. Shawn Mendes won, like, 6 or something crazy like that. Yeah, he won Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. Post Malone won International Album of the Year.
Post Malone is Canadian?
No, he won International Album.
Oh, wow.
He was up against Travis Scott, Maroon 5, Cardi B, and Camila Cabello. I mean, I'm biased to Travis Scott because that concert that one time was really good. But, like, Post Malone's fun, too.
Don't like him that much.
Really? You don't like his, like...
He freaks me out.
Oh, and Avril Lavigne won Juno Fan Choice Award.
Of course.
Because, do you know the conspiracy theory about her?
No.
That, like, she died and they had, like, because she had, like, a body double for, like, videos or something, whose name was, like, Melissa. And, like, she died and Melissa just, like, took Avril's, like, thing. And it's, like, a whole, you can look it up. There's, like, deep evidence. Like, her nose looks different. And
I fully believe it.
It's wild. Oh, yeah. Totally. Because she just, like, disappeared. She totally died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Avril.
R.I.P. Avril. Long live Melissa.
But we should probably keep playing some music. So next I have All Night Long by Homeshake. So hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Hey, bro, I was kind of thinking that I might want to write, like, stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
And we are back. What you just heard was 5 Minutes in Hell by a Divorcer, which comes in at number 6.
That's like the bad version of 7 Minutes in Heaven.
7 Minutes in Heaven or 5 Minutes in Hell.
Where the dude you like just stares at you for 5 minutes.
No. He tells you all the things he doesn't like about you.
Right. Yeah, the dude you have a crush on just like looks at you in the eyes and goes, you know, I really don't like how many jokes you make in class. It's just like boring.
I really find your voice like super shrill and annoying. And I think you should stop wearing pink. It doesn't look good on you.
I think the clothes you wear are unflattering.
And if you washed your hair more than twice a week, I really think it would give it a better volume. And it's like weirdly specific comments. Like, it's like, yeah. I know that you only floss once a week, and it, like, it shows.
It shows. I can see stuff in your teeth. I think your breath is mildly bad. But, like, it's not too bad. Like, no one would ever say anything about it. It's just, like, weird.
It's, like, not bad enough to comment on, just bad enough to notice.
Yeah, also, I think your jewelry looks like a middle-aged lady.
And, like, no one likes white Converse anymore. They're really out.
Stop wearing them.
And you're, like, cool. Like, walk out with, like, a list of things to change about yourself.
Also, I think all your novelty socks are stupid.
I think that's a little specific. That's hitting too close to home.
Fun.
Oh my god, could you, I think that, like, if you're, like, 14, that's, you, I would throw myself off a building, like, that is the end of my life.
Leave with the list of things and shut myself in my room for the next 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, now if someone said that to me, I'd be like, you're right. Like, they would,
you're right.
I wouldn't be like, yeah, no, I'd be like, that's not fair. I'd be like, my novelty sock collection is bizarre. I understand.
It's weird.
But it's my brand. Like, you have to understand, there's an aesthetic I'm trying to maintain. But I didn't even finish renaming the song. Before that was Swim Team off their album V with the song Mango coming in at number 9, which I picked solely because mangoes are my favorite fruit.
Nice.
And I thought it was relevant. Before that was Technicolor Education by Only a Visitor,
which I really like,
from their album Technicolor Education, coming in at number 11. And then we had Home Shake with All Night Long off their album Helium. So that's pretty funky fresh. That was gross.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I say things and I leave and I'm on the bus home and I'm like, I cannot believe you just broadcast that all over the Lower Mainland. Your voice is irritating, my dear.
It's not irritating. Aww. Just sometimes you say things like funky fresh.
Funky fresh. I could start talking like James Charles.
You should.
This sister song is sister sweet.
What?
That's what he says.
I have no idea. I've never
love
watched
that
him in my
for
life.
You. Oh my gosh. Go home and watch a James Charles video and come back next week and you'll understand. He says like he calls his fans like sisters, so then he always does like alliteration. So, like, he's like, oh, sister snarky, or, like, I'm sister sleepy today. Like, if
that's
he,
weird.
It's, I mean, are you surprised?
No.
It's bizarre, but it's kind of interesting. And then if you watch too much, you really start to speak like him, and it gets out of control.
Well,
I've stopped.
That's, like, when you, like, watch too many British crime dramas and suddenly you start speaking like
I can see you doing that. I used to say my favorite movie and favorite book is Great Gatsby, and in the movie,
really, that's your favorite book?
Yeah,
oh,
I have
wow.
the tattoo of it and everything on my side. We could,
oh yes.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, we got this.
And in the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio always says like "old sport," and I in like grade 8, which is
like,
not the time to
sport?
Adopt that
yeah.
type of saying. I
no,
totally
it
adopted it, and also. They say the word like brute all the time, like you're such a brute, and I would
yes.
all the time I'd be like, what a brute, and I'm like, who am I? I'm like,
because like it's both sexual and also accusing a man of domestic violence.
21st century use of the word brute. There's a couple words in there that I used all the time, and it was weird. It was like not what I should have done.
I'm really not one to judge. Along with my Lord of the Rings tattoo, I also, at that same age, started using Elvish in
of course you did.
Everyday situations.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Can you still speak it?
No, not really. I forgot a lot. I remember how to say, like, Megofinen, which is, like, hello.
Makes sense.
Malone is friend.
I know how like to say... Like a melon? Malone?
Yes. Yeah. It's spelled with two L's.
Oh, you can write it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember how to say, like, welcome in Rohirric. That's Westuhal.
I don't... So. How did you even have the time to learn this?
Let's talk about how lonely my childhood was.
It's okay. When I was probably like 15 or 16, like I was in high school at this point, I found out that I could sound like a pigeon. I will demonstrate.
No, ooh, please stop.
So I would communicate to my mother in pigeon, and it was not just yes, no questions. Like clearly tone can, it would be like full blown like responses. She would ask me like, oh, you know, I think we're gonna have lasagna to dinner for dinner. Do you want to do this on Saturday or is it better to do this? Like, what's your plan? And I would be like, ooh, and I would like answer, and oh, she'd be like, God. Okay, got it. And it was the weirdest. That's weirdest.
So dry.
And it was fine with my mother, because I don't know. But then I like started doing it around other people, and everyone's like, what are you doing?
You're
and
like,
I
was like, you're 15.
you're in high school. Yeah, no, it was weird, but whatever. Here I am now. I have my own radio show, so.
Shows you, everybody.
Everyone who thought my pigeon thing was weird.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know if I did anything like that.
Okay, you learned Elvish.
Yeah,
all right,
okay,
we're on the same. We're on the same page.
Fair
here.
Shot.
Same level.
Fair shot.
But yeah. We're pretty much getting to the end of the songs and end of the show. But I thought that we should go through very quickly the bands that are playing in Vancouver this week, because that's what I always do. So tonight, as you know, Katya is going to be here, and I'm not going. But if you
not
are...
Not her fish, the drag queen.
Well, yeah. Lucky you. Hope you enjoy. Foles, Bare Hands, and Kiev is playing at the Orpheum tonight. Sarah Brightham and Vincent Niclo is at the Queen E Theater. The Undercover Dream Lovers is at the Fox Cabaret. Then tomorrow, Lo is playing at Imperial Vancouver, and Amel and the Sniffers is playing at Fox Cabaret. Wednesday, we've got Deaf Heaven and Bareness at the Vogue Theater. I don't know what they play, but that's a pretty funky name. And then on Thursday, we have Oliver Heldens at Celebrities, 12th Planet at Venue. Blue Tech at the Rickshaw Theater and Marie Davidson at Fortune. Friday, we have Vince Staples at the Harbor Convention Center. 1OK Rock at the Vogue. Ella Voss at the Biltmore. And Oliver Smith at Celebrities. And then on Saturday, we've got Tech Nine at the Harbor Events Center. Matthew Good at Vogue Theater. Royal Canoe at the Biltmore, which I've seen at like the Calgary Folk Festival like 4 years ago, and they put on a great show. So totally recommend going. What else is going on Saturday? There's always a lot. Polyrhythmics is at the Rickshaw. The New Government is playing at the Roxy. And then for Sunday, we've got Mount Joy at the Imperial and Antonia La Rosa at the Roxy, as well as David Hartney at the Roxy. So as per usual, some great music. But we're going to be finishing it off with our top three and top one, I guess, this week. We've got Milk with the song Suede, and then at number three. And at number one this week, we've got Iconoclast, I Can't Speak, from Devours. So hope you guys enjoy. See you next week. Be good to each other and enjoy the nice weather, because it's going to be nice this week. All right.
Yes, I said nothing, you were crying. and I felt ashamed. But I went out drinking the same night, didn't learn a thing. And I'm thinking so big now, it's a wonder my head fits through the door. And I make a handsome shape in the blurred vision of near-sighted strangers. And I don't get money, but I know how to spend.
We'll be right back. drug will ever claim me. No scene will ever change me. No God will ever shame me. No God will ever.